Hello, welcome to It's Your Round. I'm Ben Waters.
And I am Dev Lowell, the
And we've
private practice expert. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good actually. Yeah.
You look terrible.
the thanks. No, it's nice. The weather's changed a bit here. It was pissing it down with rain for the last 2 days, so it's nice to have a bit of sun. Well, I say sun, but you can see blue sky, so that's nice.
Which is
Over in
very unusual considering we are actually in Ireland.
we are. Cork, to be
Cork,
precise.
Cork indeed, because we are here for our mastermind.
We are.
And we have a special guest with us today.
We do.
Who's that?
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, everybody. My name is Dom Hodgson. Thank you for inviting me on the podcast, fellas.
Pleasure.
I'm a big fan. I've listened to every episode. And I'm also a client of Ben's as well, so we have a professional relationship as well. But I'm a dog trainer specifically, and we have a dog adventure boarding business up in Sunderland as well.
Are you done?
Sorry.
Oh, you just can't get the quality of staff, can you? So yes, dogs. Tell us about dogs. Dogs that you've known.
Dogs are my life. Dogs are obviously they're everywhere, aren't they? Almost every other person has a dog these days, at least one. And unfortunately, they don't come with a manual, and a bit like, I don't know, a bit like owning a car or something. I suppose everyone thinks that they're an expert when they own one, but reality's often quite different. You know, when you might have had a dog when you were growing up, when you were a little boy or a little girl, but then when you're older and it's a different breed and you've got different time pressures and stuff, and it can be quite difficult for people owning dogs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we used to have a dog. Well, yeah, my family did, and it's they're a bit of a handful to look after, has to be said.
They bring a lot of pleasure, but obviously they've got their own needs as well, and if you don't sort that out, then that's when the problems come along.
I guess some dogs are naturally better behaved than others. I guess it's down to their own temperament and mood and what have you, because I know people that really haven't put any effort into their training, their dog is significantly better behaved than, say, my dog.
It's often about what you've allowed the dog to do, you know. So even a dog that hasn't had a lot of training, if he's only been allowed to walk with his owner to the park and have a ball chucked for him, well, then that's all he'll want to do probably for the rest of his life, you know. But if he's been allowed to chase rabbits or roll in fox poo or all these type of things, then those are the type of things that the dog will come to expect to want to do, you know. So it's a bit like kids, really.
Completely.
I guess. So tell us exactly what do you do? What is your business?
So there's two kind of strands to the business, really, or well, three coming up. We have a very local business, dog adventures, dog boarding for my clients in Sunderland. That's like a very local thing, and my son works with me with that. Last year, I took the dog training a bit more online, so I wrote a book and launched a book, and
Very good.
we launched a like a tr online training school for pet dog owners, so that I could kind of I was looking for a way to get out of the time for money exchange, you know, so that
Right.
I could sort of leverage my expertise and
Right.
help many people, really.
Yep. No, absolutely. I think it's a trap that we so many of us fall into in our businesses. We create jobs, don't we, for ourselves? And we're just exchanging our time for money. And that's quite a dangerous position to be in.
Yeah, and I think we've even seen a little bit of that over the last couple of days with the hot seats that we've seen. People who are still in a good business, they're still very reliant on their time. I know in holding my hand up, I know for me, I'm very involved with what we do, so it's still a very big case of swapping time for money. And the Holy Grail, I think, for every one of us is to get away from that, isn't it? To have that continuity, to have, you do something once and roll it out to 100 people.
Yeah. So how long have you been in business, Dom?
About 6 years now.
Okay, and when did you, I don't know if you like, when did you realize, if you like, that you had to change your business in terms of exchanging time for money to moving things, as you say, higher up the food chain almost?
I did it. I think I did a lot of things right when I first started, purely, not because I'm particularly clever, because I'm not, but just by accident, really, sort of positioning my business the way that I did and charging premium prices and stuff. And that was just because I always thought if I have my own business, I would like it to be a Harrods rather than an Aldi or a Primark, you know? So that type of thing I did right.
Smart.
And, but obviously because of that, I got all the benefits that came from that, like better clients, you know, better compliance from them, less stress, you know, and obviously charging more meant I didn't have to work as many hours and stuff. So that was still, so I did a lot of things right in that respect, but there was still, even when you're charging premium prices, there's still a finite amount of time that you have to do the thing. Even if you love it, like what I did, you know, loving being out walking dogs, your feet can only take so many miles in a day.
Exactly. I mean, if you're charging £10,000 per client or whatever, or £1 million per client, if you have to do all the work, you're still charging time for exchanging time for money.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So I tried lots of different things. I tried an online store. I was just trying to think of ways to get how I could sort of leverage my time and my sort of expertise, really. And then stumbled across John McCulloch and sort of learned about a different way to market, you know, direct response and lead generation and follow up and all this kind of thing. And that's been kind of the journey for the last two and a bit years, really, has been sort of changing my business and going down that kind of route.
Okay. And did you know you wanted to move in that direction before you sort of learned more about marketing, or is it something you've sort of been steered in that direction?
No, yeah, I've just been steered and like made lots of mistakes. Like I said, I did an online store and we spent money on pay-per-click and, you know, just well, wasted thousands, really, you know, over the years because there was no model, lead generation model in place.
You didn't focus on lead generation. You didn't really focus on selling to them multiple times, I think.
That's right, yeah, yeah. It's just transactional, isn't it, you know, rather than building a relationship selling over time.
I think it's an approach most business owners take, isn't it?
Well, the phrase that you use, you know, having a dog, you don't get a manual with it.
Hmm.
Starting a business, you don't have a manual, do you? Whilst, yes, you know, all businesses are different in certain respects, but there are very, very many ways that they are similar. It's finding the manual. You don't even know to look for it. So how do you create it for yourself if you don't even know you need it?
How did you come to the conclusion, I guess, really, that you needed to completely transform that approach and move to lead generation? Was it a gradual thing, or was it like a light bulb moment?
No, it was very much a gradual thing, and just trying lots of different things, I say, and not many of them working out, and wasting money, and knowing that I wanted to do something else. I wanted to do something online, if you like. I wanted to find a way of leveraging, and then it was just stumbling, really, across people who were talking about it, like John, and I heard him on a podcast, actually, and signed up for his list, and then, you know, it does take a little bit of while to get your head around the whole lead generation thing, doesn't it, when you've not experienced it before, and you think, really, is this how it works? I have to, you know, like, I have to give to get and build a relationship, and I might not necessarily sell something straight away.
The time it takes,
but it's, and now everything that I do is completely the way, now I'm always thinking long term, you know, and how can we make the most out of this relationship that I'm making with people? So it was definitely a gradual thing, it was no light bulb.
Okay. I mean, where are you going with your business now? Because I think you're shifting focus a little bit, aren't you? Because you've been focusing on helping people with their dogs and the dog training side of things, which I think you're always going to have as a key focus. But I think you've identified another way you can help people, haven't you?
Yeah. So this, obviously, I've just explained my journey about how I learned about direct response and lead generation marketing, and I look around and see a lot of pet business owners, dog walkers, dog trainers, dog groomers, who are where I was 2 years ago, you know, and they're not, there's no positioning, there's no price strategy, there's no product pyramid, there's nothing, they're just in a time for money trap as well, you know, and I speak to a lot of these people as well because they're peers of mine, and so I've kind of recognised that there's definitely a demand for some kind of training specific to pet business owners, which I feel like I'm qualified to give, you know. So that's the next part of the business.
Well, given the successes you've had in your business, I think you're absolutely right. You know, you've learned the hard way about how to build your business, and what you're doing is you're continuing doing your core business, but now you're branching out to say, well, look, if I was struggling, well, so must be many other people out there. So why not teach them how to, you know, make that leap as well, shortcut their businesses.
That's right. Yeah. And the feedback so far indicates that there's a lot of demand. You know, there's a lot of people out there who are like me. They're frustrated. They're ambitious. They want to get on. They want to earn more money, but they don't know how. You know, they don't know how to stand out from the competition. And so that's the sort of that's what I'm teaching them now, really.
So I'm enjoying that as well.
So
what specifically would you be teaching them? Is it sort of the fundamentals around direct response and lead gen?
Just very much. I mean, ultimately, it'll be everything. What I'm implementing in my business, I would imagine there'll be a percentage of people out there who'll want to implement everything in their business as well, you know, as in leveraging what their expertise to make products that they can sell multiple times and stuff. But at the moment, so with the seminars that I've been doing, it's very much premium pricing, premier positioning, 80-20, and follow-up, that kind of thing, you know, and trying to convince them to switch to a lead generation model.
Yeah.
Because those are the... Well, I suppose not just with pet business, if any business, if you get that right, you're 80% there, aren't you, really?
So is it fair to say, I mean, you just talked about seminars and things that you go to, that you still attend seminars and courses and join this mastermind, obviously, as well, for your own education. Is that something you're still doing?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Right. I must be honest, it's more so with the marketing now, I guess. I've got the dog training side of it. I kind of went through this process with the dog training when I first launched the business, because I didn't really know anything about that. And so I had to learn about dog training, so I went on a dog training education, and now it's been the marketing education, but all of it's been worth every penny, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I mean, in my experience, I don't know what you think, Ben, but certainly all the really successful business owners that I've met and heard of are constantly investing in their own education training. Because the fact of the matter is, you don't know what you don't know. You don't know what... Nobody can know everything. And even very successful people, they are constantly looking for different angles and different ways to grow their own businesses and increase their success. And I don't think that's possible in a vacuum.
No.
I really don't
think
it is.
You never stop learning.
No.
Never stop learning.
And I think the great Dan Kennedy, I think he talks about this as well, because the ideas and strategies used in certain businesses, they might be very common. I think he talks about banking, doesn't he, a lot? And the fact, what was the example he uses? Drive-through banking and things like that, and it's fast food. What you can do is strategies that are used in certain businesses that are used by most people in that business can be very successful. That's fine, but that doesn't mean you can't use it in a different business. You can literally take that same strategy and transplant it into yours. Not everything is going to work, of course, but you can give it a go. And that's how you get fast food, drive-through restaurants, and all the rest of it. People literally copied things they saw. And I think banking's a drive-through thing in America, isn't it? So they literally use the same strategies there.
This is new to me. So what's the drive-through banking? Drive-through cash point.
Well, I've been to America twice, so I've not seen it. But apparently, you've basically got banks with tellers on the side, just like with fast food restaurants.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So I mean, it's quite a smart idea, I think, really.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't work in England because there's no space.
Yeah.
But hang on, having said that, that's clearly pants, because McDonald's can buy up a plot of land and have a teller on the side to serve you food, and so can a bank if you want to.
Definitely. It just hasn't been done yet. Maybe it's over here.
I guess it's a supply and demand issue. I think we're not currently at that level of laziness.
We're not fat enough, are we?
One day.
That's the trouble. But we are chasing after our American cousins at a great rate of knots, aren't we, Ben? Some of us are closer than others. What do you reckon, Ben? You've gone very quiet.
No, I have. No, you're right. You're quite right. I've got some weight to shift. Which is... Talking of the fact that we're on, it's your round and it's accountability, this is something that will be happening over the next 3 months.
Weight loss.
Yeah, I've entered into the marathon and I'm
which marathon is this then?
London.
Ah.
So I've entered into the ballot, and if I don't get the ballot, I'll just do a charity ballot entry. Yeah, it's
about ballet. It's about ballot. Mountains, isn't it?
That, ballot. No, it's a ballot entry. So because there's about something crazy, I don't know, and I'm making up figures here just to give a bit of perspective, but you know, something like 200,000 people apply and there's only 20,000 spaces, so they basically, it's a lottery. So I may or may not get a space, but if I don't, I can do a charity space, which is guaranteed, but then you have to raise like £2,000. So so I'm going to be doing the London Marathon for next year, and I want to do it in a very good time. So I've got a lot of weight to shift and a lot of running to do.
You've done it before, haven't you?
I have, yeah, did it in 2014, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
But we're shifting conversation slightly, so let's divert back onto our good friend Dom, because he's been quiet for too long now.
He has. I'm still here.
So,
Dom, I'm not doing the marathon.
I'm gonna put you on the
you
spot.
Do. Yeah,
I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Okay,
I'm gonna ask you for up to three things that you can think of that you would normally go into a pet business and see them doing, not necessarily wrong, but perhaps not the right way.
Not wrong, not wrong, but not the right way. All right.
Well,
which one?
You know, they could be on the right. They could be on the right track.
I'm sorry, Dom. The guy's a fucking idiot. He's just a nightmare.
They could be on the right track, but they could be, taking the wrong approach. Do you know what I mean? So there's ways of. They could be throwing a lot of money at AdWords, but taking the wrong approach for their lead generation.
Huh.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I think number one would probably be pricing. Really, you know, it's everyone's charging the same. Almost everyone's charging the same, and that when you charge the same as everybody else and you offer the same as everybody else, you give nobody.
It's a commodity.
Yeah, you're a commodity, aren't you? So there's nothing for the general public to judge you on but the price, you know. So and everyone tells me that they want to stand out from the competition more, but price is one of the easiest way to do that, isn't it? And position yourself as the best, you know, because we associate the most expensive with anything as being better quality, don't we, you know? So so that would definitely be number one. Number two would be like specializing more. Again, everyone's the people who are niching down more, they tend to. It's a scary thing to do. I get why they don't do it. You know, I get why they don't niche down into, you know, certain dogs or certain kinds of walks or whatever. You know, just there's when you're offering everything to everybody again, you just it's really difficult to stand out from the crowd and be seen as a leader or an authority and a figure, isn't it? You know, and the last one would probably be, let me see, probably just the whole like lead generation thing, really. I know it's a huge subject, but there's people who are, they're spending money on maybe AdWords or they're spending money on Facebook ads, but there's no plan for, you know, where that money's going to go. What's the actual end result? Why are they driving traffic to the website or to their Facebook page? What's the point? You know what I mean? It's very often it's just a waste of money, really, if all they're buying is a page view or a like, you know. It's I've been there as well. I've wasted that kind of money, but it's you know, if you have a plan for your marketing where you need to know what the reasons are what you're doing things, don't you? Yeah. You know, I mean,
clarity in exactly what you're trying to achieve. You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
and it's really important. And how are you going to get there? I mean, if you don't know, first of all, you could have a destination or what is it you're trying to achieve with your business growth? Exactly as you say, and then you can backtracking away to the steps that will take you there.
And I mean, even if it was just, you know, it takes a bit of work, doesn't it, to put a maybe it's a lead magnet or an email sequence in place, and I think those things are well worth doing. But even if you just send somebody to a page to book an appointment with you, you know, or book a phone call or something, it's more of a measurable action that's going to get you more clients, essentially, you know. And if you combine that with the premium pricing and the specialising, well, then you're going to you're going to stand out like a sore thumb, aren't
you? Yeah, completely. Yeah, I mean, I noticed because I review a lot of websites as part of what I do, and I notice a lot of websites just don't tend to have a clear call to action. Oh, so you go to it and it's like, yeah, this is us. This is what we do.
Hmm.
Thanks for visiting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, and people people don't give a shit. People want answers to problems, don't they? They want problems solved. we all want problems solved, no matter what business you're in. And you talking about, you know, your passions or your, you know, why you took up dog walking or why you, you know, how long you've been doing it, or all these people don't, you know, as harsh as it might sound, no one gives a shit. Yeah. They just want, you know, they just want answers to,
yeah.
They just want to know, if can you solve their problem, yeah. You know?
Absolutely. And you've written a book, I understand, is that right?
I have, yeah. I've got a second one on the go at the moment, but we can't talk about that yet because it's not finished.
All right.
Oh, we can talk about it.
Tell us about your first book. Why did you write it?
I wrote it because I was told to write. No, I wrote it because I realised through education and with John and seeing what the other people were doing in the group, how they were using a book to sell their business, really, you know, to position themselves as an expert, and to, it just having a book, it makes the whole, you know, promoting your business thing so much easier, doesn't it? You know, because yeah. the book promotes the business, so you just have to promote the book then, you know. And
exactly. I mean, you know, anyone who's written a book has to be an expert in, surely, in the topic they've written about.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not an expert, well, they've certainly got to know a hell of a lot about it. And you're absolutely right. I mean, that sets you up as somebody who knows all about dog training and dog training businesses because you've written the book about it.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that phrase, you know, go see the man who wrote the book or something. That's a, you know... You know, I think it's something you use in computer circles a lot, isn't it? But it's absolutely true. If you want to find an expert, look up an author. You know,
that's right. And it's been brilliant. It's been really, really good for my business. Oh, that might be housekeeping.
Oh.
Hello.
2 minutes.
Okay.
We'll edit that out. No, we won't. We'll leave that in. That was housekeeping.
All ladies run away in fear.
so it's been a game changer really for me with the book, the whole positioning thing. And I'm quite fortunate in many ways that the dog or the pet industry as a whole is quite a hungry niche, you know, for information and stuff. So
pet owners are bonkers.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, they are. You know,
pet owners are bonkers. That's what it is, isn't it?
And so.
Which is fine, because, you know, and this comes to a broader topic, isn't it? I mean, if nobody is interested in what you do, whatever industry that might be that, you know, bloody web design or whatever it is, if you're producing something, a product or service that there is no demand for, you're fucked, aren't you?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And if you're servicing a niche or an industry in which there is a huge amount of demand, well, bloody hell, that's great. That's an ideal position to be in, you know, having a starving crowd for your product or service. If nobody's interested, you're dead in the water. So yeah, I mean, joking aside, brilliant. And the fact that pet owners are so rabid, about their animals means, you know, you can provide, you know, they'll buy, you know, within reason, you know, any product or service that's relevant to them if they're interested in it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And the book's the ideal sort of starter product, isn't it, for them to... It's a low risk, you know, amount of money. Even mine's 20 quid, you know, but it's not a huge amount of money for someone to spend to find out some information.
Yeah.
And then if they like it, hopefully they'll want to buy, more information from me as well.
Yeah.
Mm. So let's talk about your other book, which I know isn't finished yet, but there must be a place for people to find out more information about this at some point, and if there's not, by the time this podcast goes live, there will be. So
you could, for example, have a page on your website about it, couldn't
there
you?
There is.
Well, we do have a domain name, I think, don't
we? Yeah, we do.
So,
yeah.
So what's the domain name?
It's growyourpetbusinessfast.com.
There we go, ladies and gents. If you're interested in this about to be mentioned piece, then head over to growyourpetbusinessfast.com, where you will find a page where you can register your interest for his book and possibly even pre-order a copy.
Yeah, definitely.
So tell us about Grow Your Pet Business Fast.
So the book, really, we probably should have started. This is what we talked about at the start. This is it's for pet business owners, you know, for dog groomers, mm-hmm. dog walkers and dog trainers who love their job. Most of them do, that I meet, that they love their job, they're passionate about it, they love working with animals, but the business probably isn't providing for them what they want it to, you know, money-wise. They want to grow and they want to make more money doing this job that they love, but they don't know how. They don't know how to market the business. So this is kind of my
basics. You're providing kind of a roadmap, really.
Yeah, this is the roadmap.
For people to grow their pet businesses.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And it's, I mean, I don't know everything, but I know what works in the, because I've done it myself, you know. So offline, online lead generation and this whole model that I've talked about, it's possible for anybody to do this, you know. I'm just a little old dog walker from Sunderland who...
You're the proof.
Yeah,
there's proof who it can be done.
Yeah, just... But you have to, obviously you have to have a plan, you know, because I've been down the other route of following the gurus who, you know, selling shit and stuff that social media marketing, all this kind of thing, and just waste your money. And, you know, you've got to have a plan and stuff. And so I guess I've tried to do what I did with the dog training book, which was to really simplify the dog training. And that one of the reasons why it's been as well received, I think, was because it kind of demystifies it all and tries to make it really easy for people to do it if they want to have a go at it, you know, at training their own dog. So this is a similar thing with the pet business, really.
Yeah. Ah, so when's this going to be published then?
It's... Good question, Dev. I've committed to having it done by September. Are we back?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it'll be. But I think in about 4 to 6 weeks it'll be going to the proofreaders, and so say 2 months it'll be out there. End of July it'll be out there. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic!
We'll probably be taking pre-orders soon.
Yeah. No, very, very good. Soon.
Very good.
Well, I think what we've covered on this podcast has actually been very useful, because a lot of what we've covered is not specific to pet business owners. I know what you do, definitely. There's an element of it, of how you train people for growing their pet business. There is a very big element of it being very specific to pet business owners, because ultimately a lot of the ways that you're talking to people, a lot of the types of marketing that you're using have been very specific to... Sorry, I've got Dev pulling faces at me. Right, it's very specific.
I don't know what the fuck he's on about. That's the trouble.
So
he's getting there.
Growing your pet business fast for Dom is about growing a business fast
for pets.
For pet owners.
Oh, I got it.
But
an explanation.
But a large portion of what we talk about, there is a lot of overlap.
Large portion.
There is a large portion of overlap.
Large portion.
Yeah, it's applicable to any business, you're right. I know what you meant, Ben.
Because it's exactly the same thing with what I teach and what you teach.
Yes.
I help business owners in general, but you help private practice owners.
Yeah, I mean, what you're doing, Dom, isn't, you know, it's very, very similar to what I do. I help consultants in private practice to grow their businesses. That's what I do. And their business is getting more patients in through the door and looking after them better and pricing all that stuff, growing their private practice. You do exactly the same thing, but your niche is different. It's helping people with dog businesses to grow their business, because there's no difference.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's again, people always say, my business is different. Well, it's not at all. It's about authority, and it's about, you know, it's the strategies that are applicable to any business to grow are applicable to all of them. But these things are nuanced. You know?
Definitely, yeah.
You know, they're just nuanced, and it's a matter of applying these strategies in the ways that work well in your own business. So, brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming on. Now, I know that Dev and I have just disappeared into a black hole over the last few weeks. We did actually very recently record a podcast a couple of weeks ago, but due to the surroundings, the audio was so shit, we just couldn't publish it. So
yeah, the audio quality in a strip club is not very good. It's not. But Ben insisted. I told him, look, no, no, I said. But he insisted, and now we're back here, you know, without a podcast, I'm afraid.
But we are going to be back on the case. So this will be going out on Friday, I think the 9th of June, and we will be back the following Friday and every Friday after that.
We will. Now, I'm you see, my temptation now is to ask Dom.
We should be.
As our guest.
Yep, it's the guest's honours.
Do you think, should we?
Yep.
Okay, Dom. Dom. as our esteemed guest, we would like to offer you the opportunity.
We do this every week. You know what's coming.
You're coming up with the swear word of the week.
Oh,
it's
God,
really, really difficult.
It is when you're under pressure.
Because most of the obvious ones have been taken, because we've been doing this a while now, don't
we? We have.
Have we had cunt bubble? Has that been a...
Cunt bubble, no.
I don't know if we have had cunt bubble.
No. Okay, so you cunt bubble.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a good swear word. I like that.
I'll go with that. Oh, would you go with the cunt bubble? You'd go with anything, wouldn't you? Jeez. Cunt bubble it is. Tom, right. Thank you. That's fabulous.
That is. Well, it's been fantastic to be back. I've actually really enjoyed having another podcast, despite the fact Deb's been here. But we will be back next week. So look sharp. We'll see you soon.
Yay!
Bye-bye.
It's all just...